Fury, scorn, erupts over decree plan. Gaussun slams draft as unconstitutional. The government's proposed royal pardon for convicts has sparked an outcry from many quarters, with critics pouring scorn on the draft allegedly designed to prevent former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat from serving a jail term. The anti-Thaksin People's Alliance for Democracy said it will meet soon to decide what action to take against the proposed pardon. Speaking to supporters in the United States, the alliance co-leader Suntit Limthongkul deplored the pardon plan, which he said has piled pressure on the monarchy. Mr. Suntit claimed the Pheutai Party was blatantly trying to destroy the rule of law by using the proposed pardon as a pretext. He said Pheutai and the coalition parties are teaming up to undo the wrongs of Thaksin. "This is the most despicable act," he said. Mr. Suntit said the PAD would not sit idly by. The PAD's statement came as nearly 20,000, 80,000 this morning, people signed up to a Facebook account opened by well-known television news anchor Ganok Ratwongsakun yesterday to voice opposition to the decree. Some of the opponents suggested in their online message that a mass rally be organized to oppose the draft. Gaussun Atipo, a former investigator into corruption during the Thaksin government and his Siam Samakhi group, also protested against the royal proposal. The Supreme Court sentenced Thaksin to 2 years imprisonment for helping his wife purchase a plot of government land off Ratchadapise Road in 2003. Thaksin fled the country before the Supreme Court announced the jail sentence in 2008. Thaksin has never served time in jail. Mr. Gaussun said the royal decree was unconstitutional because it ran counter to the court's ruling. He said the royal decree was designed to benefit Thaksin because the ban on convicts found guilty of corruption was excluded. Earlier, convicts prosecuted for corruption were not eligible for a royal pardon. "How dare you exercise the limited power of the executive to overpower the judiciary for the interest of one man," Mr. Gaussun said. He said the tactic was worse than he could imagine because it dealt a blow to the power of the judiciary and intentionally violated the Constitution. Government sources have said the draft was expected to benefit some 26,000 jail convicts on the occasion of His Majesty the King's birthday on December 5th. But critics claim the decree was designed more to benefit Thaksin because it did not exclude persons convicted for corruption. Mr. Gaussun called for the whole cabinet to be impeached, saying if it stayed, it would amend the Constitution to free Thaksin from many other corruption cases. He also recommended Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat be impeached and said that as the Prime Minister, she could not deny responsibility for the planned decree. Democrats argued the draft would undermine the justice system and divide society further. Democrat chief and opposition leader Apisit Wijesiwa said the planned royal decree would undermine the justice system, as it would allow Thaksin to go free without serving his jail term. By allowing people convicted of corruption to benefit, the government was sending a signal that corruption was acceptable, Mr. Apisit said.